So you walk right up, look her in the eye, and you say, ma'am, this is a robbery. And you show her the gun.
A trailer for Robert Redford's The Old Man and the Gun, which opens the 2019 Febiofest Film Festival on Thursday evening. Prague's biggest movie event, now in its 26th year, gives many movies set for local cinema distribution their first screenings, but also showcases scores of works that film buffs would otherwise have trouble tracking down. Ahead of Febiofest's curtain raiser, Ian Willoughby asked its co-programme director, Anna Kopecka, what this year's highlights were likely to be.
For me, the highlights are always the guests and the films where we can get a live introduction by guests. So I'm looking forward mainly to meet Louis Garrel, French actor and director, who will come with his latest film, Fateful Man. And we will also show Dreamers by Bertrand Bertolucci, in which he played one of the leading roles. And then British director Peter Strickland will come to present his short film that is part of a film called Field Guide to Evil, which is part of our Night Circus program.
The main competition at Febiofest is called New Europe. It's focused on debut films by European directors. Why is that the focus of the competition?
Febiofest is a festival for everybody, so we have a lot of films from Hollywood studios, U.S. independent, we have documentaries, we have film for children, but one of our main aims is to promote new names, new visions and new ideas. And of course, we like to focus on Europe, which is closest to us culturally and socially. And it's a good opportunity to bring directors and producers to Prague and then to talk with them about new films, about how to make a debut and how to distribute new films from unknown directors. And this year it's special because we have older directors, so they are not young, but they are first-time directors that are sometimes over 40. So it's also interesting turning point. What does it mean to make a film not just when you get out of film school?
You say that Febiofest is for everybody. Is it targeted at different people or slightly different people or different audience than, for example, the Karlovy Vary Festival?
I think the main difference is that we are in the middle of March in Prague, which means that we cannot make people to leave to get on vacation and to just go to some other part of Czech Republic and have fun during all day. So we really try to think about our audience as real people who have their jobs, who go to school, who have their other programs. And therefore we plan screenings accordingly to your normal life that you have. But I know personally several people who really take time off just for the festival and go to see 60 films. But of course, most people go on a weekend or in the evening. Or, for example, we have documentary section, Dogs, and we show these films mainly in the afternoon for people who like to go from work to see something interesting.